actually deal with it. Later, it would be in another half an hour, I don't know. But right now, take out the mashbiach. I think you'll have to look. I forgot, I had two other cards. I forgot to bring them. But I wrote it into my gemara. Maybe you can look in together if you can take it to see. Okay, I want to first go through the gemara without the mashbiach and then go with the mashbiach. So we're on daf beis where it says mao sheyulku achalosin d'dvar Torah, which is approximately halfway down the page. Yeah, it's less than half. There's a little dot, two words from the end line, about 10 lines down.
Right.
Maoshi Yoku. Okay, Maoshi Yoku Achos and Dvar Torah. I'm going to read the way the Gemara reads, and then I'm going to tell you the Mashbiach. Maoshi Yoku Achos and Dvar Torah. If you mix together a whole bunch of doughs, one made of wheat, and one made of barley, one made of rye, spelt, and oats, you mix them all together. Are you like, and then he took challah off of it, and then a yuzar, a non-kohen, ate the challah. Does he get flogged on that challah? Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi b'Arvo b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, "Ain like an achalos in Dvar Torah. On this challah, there's no flogging the raisa. Why is that?" Am Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said, "Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish gedaite. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is like he holds elsewhere. The spalgun." We have a machlokus. Now, this machlokus, the Mashbiach points out, is not to be found anywhere else in Shas. Nowhere. Not Bavli, not Yerushalmi. As a matter of fact, he says, interesting thing, he says that, you know, at the time the Mashbiach came out, there was this whole controversy about the Yerushalmi and Kochim. There was a Yerushalmi and Kochim which came out, which was later proved to be a forgery. It's an excellent topic written on the excellent essay written on the topic in an Or Shmuel a number of years ago by guess who. So this Yerushalmi and Kochim, there was a lot of new material coming out, most of it forged. What was not forged was copied from elsewhere, cleverly and changed. But the Mashbiach writes, if such a machlokus would be found in the Yerushalmi on Kochim, it would be a shtickle of raya that it's a real Yerushalmi. Because this machlokus should be found in the Yerushalmi on Kochim. It's not in the Bavli, so maybe it would be in the Yerushalmi. What's this machlokus? On Rabbi Yaakov bar Achor, Shimon Lakish Kedaita. Shimon Lakish is like it's not raising the spang with the machlokus. Hapigul vanoisa shishokon. Pigle and noisa, which you ground and combine. You had a pigle and noisa burger. Ah! Givaldig, right? So you had a pigle and noisa burger. Rabbi Yechon Amar, lo bit luzeza. They don't cancel each other. So how many malchus do you get? Two, right? Pigle and noisa. Or Shimon Logosh Amar, bit luzeza. They cancel each other out. Which is difficult, right? How should they cancel each other? Nothing. Garnished. Right. Rabbi Yisrael said, so here to the same thing. If you combine together all the doughs from all the different types, so you're not going to get any flagging on it. Everything is hunky-dory. Rabbi Yisrael says, low diamond, they're not comparable. Taman, over there. Now, we know Yerushalmi over there can mean over here or over there. So the conventional way of learning is to say here means taka over there. Over there, by Pigul and Noisar, Omar Zev Ze Osir. There, each one is Osir, and the Surim cancel each other out. In other words, each Isser is a clash with the other Isser. Noisar and Pigul are not the same. They clash with each other, and since neither of them is a Rove, so therefore, they, by Rove, when one is majority, so the Rove cancels the Milt. Where it's Mechza Mechza, so each one clashes, and they, as a result, you can't be over on either one, right? It was Rov. What? Right. So if it was Rov, you transgress on the Rov. But here, since neither of them is Rov, it's exactly half Pigul and half Noisar, so you don't get anything, according to Reish Lakish. But here, Shnei Dvarim Rabim Al Echon Mevatlino. So here, there are five types of dough, right? So each two types cancels the other one out. Right? In other words, you can make four on one each, really, each time, right? So the four on one, each of the four cancels one in turn. So therefore, I consider it to be one conglomerate entity of the four, and the four are not identified, because I would play round robin here. Sometimes it's this four, sometimes another four, another four, another four, another four, all possible configurations. In the final analysis, though, what we say is it becomes one big mush, and that's the critical factor here. By Pigel and Nosar, they don't become a mush, because they're 50-50, so it can become Pigel Nosar burger, right? Posar can become Posar burger, right? But here, say we could become seventh grade bread, five grain bread. That's what it becomes. That's what he's saying exactly. Rish Lakish. Avadi get Malkus. Definitely get Malkus over here because he holds even by people in Nosar get Malkus, right? Oh no, exactly the opposite. Right, the opposite would be true according to it'll be the exact opposite. That if Rabbi Yochanan holds over there, they're bottling each other. Or it wouldn't be the exact opposite. We don't know what Rabbi Yochanan would hold. I don't know what Rabbi Yochanan would hold. There he holds their bottle, you get both, right? Oh wait, yeah.
Like you said that by here there is no by here.
Yeah. No, but we refuted that. No. I got it clear now. Reish Lakish, we refuted that. We said we wanted to say Reish Lakish holds like a sheet over there, which is that people and Nosar cancel each other out. We said it's not comparable. Over there it's one on one, but here it's four on one. So over here, if Reish Lakish was consistent, he might well say in our case that you do get Malkus. Because there is cancellation here. And what does cancellation mean? Becomes a five-grain bread. One Malkus. Just one. They all mush together. It's a mush. Now, Rabbi Yochanan would hold the exact opposite. Rabbi Yochanan there says you get two Malkus, Pigel and Nosar, right? So that means you don't mush together, right? So extension by us, what would you say? Potter! No. Each one didn't have a shear. It only becomes a shear if you have all five together. That's what it means to say. Okay? Only becomes a shear if you have five together. So Reish Lakish, you get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan, you don't get Malkus. Okay? Because Reish Lakish holds a mush of mushing, and therefore over here of... Reish Lakish holds... Reish Lakish holds over there that you have mushing. That's why they cancel each other out. Whereas over here, that would be mushing would give precisely be a reason to be mechayev you. Again, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds they don't mush. Each remains separate. So therefore, here all by extension, each remains separate, and you'd be potter exempt because you never got a shear together. It never coalesced. Whereas over there, according to Reish Lakish, over there they cancel each other out because they become a mush, right? And so the mush cancels them out. So therefore, over here they would also mush together, which makes a five grain bread and makes you chayef.
Yeah.
What? Shear. No, each one is shear. Right. It's a shear. Okay. No, because you go in turn. It's a round robin, right. Right, no, you wouldn't say that. That's right. Okay? Exactly. But it makes sense. It's consistent. It is consistent. Because over there you can't say bit to why because they're only No. Cancel each other out. Right, right. They say they cancel each other out, right? That means they mush each other out. Mash, mush. Whereas here, the mushing creates for me creates one conglomerate entity of grain. He explained it very well, Mr. Zuger. Five grain bread. And therefore you're going to be chayev over here, Malkus. So precisely what made it over there cancelled, here's going to make you chayev. Bear in mind why that is. Because over there you need a kazayis of iser. There's no kazayis of iser, right? The iserim cancelled. But here you need a kazayis of grain. The kazayis of grain does exist. Okay? So that's the difference. Okay? Believe me, it took me hours. Now, says, no, that's not why you should believe me. Just expressing some exasperation, sorry. Now, v'kvar bitlu ad shelo nase iser. And here they're ready, but before they became, and this is a continuation. Now, I stopped arbitrarily kind of in the middle of a sentence. What it means is, here they're ready, but before they become iser, meaning they become a mush. Before you set aside the challah is now challah in the entire mush on the five grain bread. It's very good, right? It can be chayav. Ilu, you know what case would have been comparable? What would have been a comparable case to Reish Lakish's case over there? Ilu echad asa. Do you have echad or amar? Okay. Shvi ilu echad asa chamesh isios. If a person made five doughs. Mechamisha, meaning from five different grains, v'irvat, and then put it together. So in other words, each one had a shir challah by itself. If you had each one have a shir challah by itself, and on that Reish Lakish said, and then he put them together after each one had a shir challah, and on that Reish Lakish said, ain't liking a chalos and dvar Torah, and on that Reish Lakish said, you would not be like her. That's Yos. That would be comparable to that case over there. Because in that case over there, Reish Lakish says, what? That you had a shear of Pigul and Nosar, and they canceled each other out, right? So if you wanted to make it completely comparable to that, you'd have to have a case over here also where it each the grain had a shear of challah and then putting together cancel each other out. But that's not the case we're talking about over here. We're talking about a case where they only receive their shear of challah. How? By the very combination of all the ingredients. Then, before they became chayv and challah, they mushed together. They became five-grain bread. That's why here it's possible that the combining will b'dafka bring out a chayv challah. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay, it really doesn't, but I made it seem like it makes sense. Okay? That's the gift of a good magid shir. To make things which don't really make sense, you like they make sense. Okay, now, says the Mashbiach. Now, the thing is, he brings down, you know what, I really should look this up because I didn't even look it up to today. He brings down that it is a machlokas in Zvachim, Chimesh Rabbi Yochan Reish Lakish, and the Mashbiach says we didn't find any such machlokas in the Bavli. So let me just look quickly, see if it's Taka brought down the Bavli such a machlokas. Okay, the Mashbiach is right. This is not a Bavli. I don't know why he says Maitzile Bavli Zvachim. It's not a Bavli. The Mashbiach says all we have in the Bavli in Zvachim Davayin Chesem Alfez. The Reish Lakish says Hapigul Vanosar Ve'atome three together, not two, not Pigul Ofsei Nosar. These three Shabolon Zebzeh Och Ve'Ochlon Potur and eat his Potur, which makes sense. No, because there you have two on one. Each Isser is bottle and the two others sir, and that's a Reish Lakish holds. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue on that. It's just a statement of Reish Lakish in and of itself. Okay, so there it makes sense because to have people, what Reish Lakish is saying here, people know so cancel each other out. It's a funny thing. What's canceling? Rabbi Yochanan should be correct, but Reish Lakish makes sense. It's only about three because then each two cancels the other one in turn. Okay? And that's why the Mashbiach changes the girsa here. So let's see the Mashbiach inside. From Maushi Yoke. Okay? Now the Mashpiach's own comments are on the brackets. Same thing, you put together five grains, none of them had a shear by themselves. Now you want to be, you combine them all together. He has michamish or mishnei, I don't know. Shtei minim. All right, the same idea. If you put two types together, in lokin dvar Torah. Do you get malchus me the rice or not? Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Mishlokish, ain't lokin achlas in dvar Torah. You don't. Dein mitzdarefes el midrabanan. Says the Mashpiach, they only join together midrabanan. Rabbi Yaakov Barach said, Reish Lakish Gedaite. This is Reish Lakish according to his line of reasoning. Domaru said, Hapigu Vanoisa Vehatome. All three, Kain Tzorech Lomar Ka Bavli. It says, Mashmir, that's what it should say, like the Bavli. Sheshochon, which you ground together, beat Luzet. It says, to eat a Pigu Noisa Tome burger. All three. You don't get Malkus. The Lego Plukta Bezet says to Mashbiach. There's no argument about that. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue on that. So here too, if you join all three together, so they cancel each other out. That's what the Havamin is. Or five together. Each one cancels the other in turn. Rabbi Yitzhak has said, Velo Damion, they're not comparable. Tamon Zev is their Osur. There, each one is also. Klomar, meaning, says the Mashbiach. Hain, Rock. What? Hell, Klomar, Beisos. In the doughs, Hain, Rock, Shnaim, Achayovim, Bechala. There are only two which are Chayev in Chala. Zelo Chodosh, says Mashbiach, this is not a new thing. Asher Tevas Tamon Kayalocha. That Tamon very often goes on here, right? So here he says there are two, and again, I don't think what he's taking two specifically. I think five is the same thing. They're all chayv and challah. They're all comparable. Barley, wheat, spelt, rye, oats, they're all the same. What's their nature? They're chayv and challah. There's no difference between the two, right? Between the five, right? Biram, however, going further in the Gemara, says Mashbiach, Hocha Pigul V'Noisa V'Tome, or here, meaning there, by Pigul V'Noisa V'Tome, Shnei Dvorim Rabi Malechot. The two things are different than the third, and they overwhelm the third, Umevatli Noso, and they cancel it. Ukvar Bitl Leisa Achot, says the Mashbiach, I'm taking out the words of Ukvar Bitl, which appear in our Gemara. They are from some amender of the text. Sheshavar the Kai Taman Al Osam, who thought that there means here. Ilu, now it should be Ilu Echot, Omar is a typo. Ilu Echot also Chamesh Isos Mi Chamesh Minim. If one were to make five grigdos from five different types, v'irvan, mix them together, v'amrei shlokish, ein loikin achaloson, that you don't get malchus on the chala, dvar termi deraiso, yos. Then, that would have been comparable. Klomar, meaning, dozei akedaiti, then maybe, then we could say, like he says over there, k'mo apigo van neis v'tome, dekan rabu v'kan rabu. But that in both cases, they're overwhelmed. Now this, till now, I'm all very good in the Mashbiach. I don't like his last five words here, the next five words. Avo lo kenom Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish didn't say that. The rock be beis isos veino kedaiti. It's only going by two, by shtei isos, by two does, and not like over there. Those Mashbiach, in order to say his pshat, felt that the Gemara specifically can be taught, is only talking about where it's does of two types. Of barley and of wheat, or of wheat and of spelt, or of spelt and of oats. And then I say that they join together. But not where there are three, because if there are three, each one would cancel the other out, right? And that would make like the Pigul Noser Tomei. I don't think the Mashbiach had to learn like that. I think he can learn even if there are five. Because ultimately there's a basic difference in longness. There, what do I say about Pigul Noser and Tame? Those are all contradictory prohibitions. So therefore, they each cancel each other out. But here, no matter how many grains are thrown together, It doesn't matter. They all have the same basic quality. What's the same basic quality? They're all chayv and chala, so they can join together. Where the Gemara is ending up, what led the Mashbiach to say that is the Gemara's grand finale. The Gemara ends up with this, if Reish Lakish were to say like this, then this would agree with his position over there. But I think all the Gemara is saying at that point is that were Reish Lakish Taka to have held, they were comparable, then he would have said that in three or four or five types of grain thrown together, those two or three or four cancel the other one, and that in turn each one is potter. But of course Reish Lakish would never have said such a thing, because the cases are not comparable whatsoever. It's poshut that there's a very basic difference, and it's a plea, it's an amazing thing that you can compare the two. That's what the Gemara is saying. You wanted to say, now let me make something clear, ultimately Reish Lakish said you don't get Malkus D'oraisa. Reish Lakish did say, according to, no matter what gears are you saying in the Gemara, Reish Lakish started by saying you don't get Malkus D'oraisa. The Gemara, what happened then is the Gemara said, oh, I understand that, because that's based in the Shita by Pigul and Nosar. Or according to the Mashbiach by Pigul, Nosar and Tomei. Then the Gemara comes back and says, no, I don't know what Reish Lakish's Svara is over here, but it ain't the same Svara we have over there. That's what Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is ending up and saying, yes, true, Reish Lakish did exempt you for if you ate the chalier from flogging. But it's not the same svara he had there in Zvach. It must be another kind of svara. Okay? That's true no matter what. The question is what the middle stages are. Okay. That's basically it in a nutshell. It's a type of Gemara which you have to chazer over many, many times until you get it straight. But again, one more time, just the structure. Shlokas said he combined five different grains, five different doughs. Grains, each of which doesn't have the shear, proper shear. They don't join together. And therefore the challah taken off of the five grain dough is not chayv and challah. Says the Gemara, maybe we compare, that's comparable to the case of where Reish Lakish, either according to our Girsa, said Pigul and Nosar, which joined together. Pigul and Nosar, which are joined together. You're not Chayev Malkus, right? So you're not Chayev Malkus. According to the Mashbiach, the case where Pigul, Nosar, and Tomei, you're not Chayev Malkus, so you're not Chayev Malkus. Says Gemara, it's not comparable. It's not the same svara. It can't be the same. Says more according to our Girsa, what it means, because over there, when you create the mush, right? Each one is an Isser, and therefore they cancel each other out, the two Isserim. But over here, there's not canceling out. On the contrary, comes five grain bread, and therefore it should be chayev. So it's amazing why Reish Lakish potters, right? According to the Mashbiach, it's not going to go there. Two isurim, I'm about to one isur, right? But here you don't have such a thing either, because like the Mashbiach is saying, the whole time it's only two grains which are joined together. So avada, it's not mevatel each other, right? Even if you don't look that way, the way I quibbled with the Mashbiach, even if you have five grains, still not comparable, because here the underlying nature of each grain is similar. Okay? So therefore it's not comparable. Then the Gemara says, what would have been comparable? Had Reish Lakish talking about a case where he had five doughs, each of which already had a shear, and then you join them together, and now they're exempt from challah. Because, of course, that would be literally like the case over there, where Pigul, Nosar, and Tomei, each of which have a shear, joined together, and you're exempt. Or, according to the Girsa HaGemara, Pigul and Nosar joined together, and they had a shear, and still you're exempt. But Reish Lakish never discussed such a case. Okay. That's all I can do, folks. Let's go further. Hillel Zaken. Now, this we all know. We were never connected to this Gemara. But this we all know. Hillel Zaken are Kerch Shloishton Keachas. Hillel Zaken Zechel Mikdosh Kilo, Kachos Oilo, Zmanchabes, Hamikdosh Oya Kaim. Our Kirk Pesach Matzah Mor of Oakland, Gilgiacha, Kaim Ashnerma, Matzah Morim Yochlu. Oh, very bad thing Hillel did. Why was that bad? Each substance of Mavato is bottle in the other two. So is he Kaim any mitzvahs whatsoever, according to our Gemara? Not a single mitzvah. He wasn't Mekayim, not Pesach, not Matzah, and not Morah. Yeah. Right. That's true. Right. Yeah. It's not comparable because here it's Soybe Surman, it's Soybe Mitzvahs. But you understand what the Gemara is having mean is. Oh, come on. Hillel. What did Hillel do?
Oh, he made the Morah.
With what?
Matzah. And.
And whatever. With how many things are in the sandwich?
What?
How many things are in the sandwich? Now, when Hillel did it, how many things are in the sandwich? Yeah, what else is in the sandwich? Can't have a corned beef sandwich without the corned beef.
Oh, the matzo?
Yes. No.
What?
The corn pesach.
Oh, the corn pesach.
Yes. So each two cancel out the other one, according to our Gemara. Was he Mekayim any mitzvahs? None. That's what Gemara is saying. Okay? Right? They argued Hillel here. Because they all hold now they like the Mashpiach, the Gersus, it's very good. According to the Mashpiach, both Mishlokish and Rabbi Yochanan agree. Because Gemara Tzvachin doesn't bring down the Rabbi Yochanan, disagrees, right? Like our Gemara's Gersus is problematic, because Rabbi Yochanan did disagree there. He said the people and those are both coexist. It's a little bit difficult. But like the Mashpiach, both Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokish argue on Hillel, right? Because they all hold Pesach, Nosar, Pigul, and Tome. Shepol and Zem, you mix them all together, they cancel each other out. So there's no Isser. So by mitzvahs, say the same thing. They cancel each other out. Hillel did no mitzvahs. The Gemara is going to say that. Gemara is going to say that at the end. But right now, the Gemara still thinks mitzvahs are mavato each other. So says Rabbi Yochanan Kerech Matzamora. Hi, Rabbi Yochanan had a Seder, and he put Matzamora together, right? So says Gemara, Kam b'shas hamikdosh, Kam b'shlo b'shas hamikdosh. When there was a base hamikdosh, so it's no good, because there were three minim, right? And then Rabbata, but Rabbi Yochanan did it b'zman hazeh. And that Rabbi Yochanan took two minim together, right? And that's okay. And that even works out like our Gemara, right? Because our Gemara said that by Pigul and Otsar, the Rabbi Yochanan agrees that they don't cancel each other out. So therefore, a Morar Matzah sandwich is okay. Okay? So says the Gemara, you know what? Afilu Temer Kamukam B'Shas HaMikdosh. You can even say that both talk about when there's a base on Mikdosh. Shnei dvarim rabim al echot umevatlin also. Two things. Even the Beis HaMikdash existed, he also would only take two things. In other words, don't say it's dependent whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or no Beis HaMikdash. Rather, what it means is whether you take two or three things. And he would always only take two things and not three things. That's, you know, it's kind of a glib thing. The Gemara is saying that, all right, even there was a Beis HaMikdash, as long as you only take two things, you're okay. It's not conditioned on the time of the Beis HaMikdash or not time of the Beis HaMikdash, rather than whether it's two or three things.
So he would have the Korban Sanhedrin.
Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Lozer said, G'Shem Shein Yisurim Mevatlin Zezek, Kachem Mitzvah Mevatlin Zezek. Just like Yisurim don't cancel each other out, so too mitzvahs don't cancel each other out. So really, it's not clear exactly whether this is like Rabbi Yochanan or not like Rabbi Yochanan. What? Like our gears, it works out like Rabbi Yochanan. That's right. Right. Well, the question is going to be like if it's like Reish Lakish. But the truth is, it sounds like it's definitely not like Reish Lakish, right? Because like Reish Lakish, Yisurim are mevatel each other. Yeah, so it would have to be going like Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe there's a riot against the Mashbiach. No. It's not right against Mashbiach. He would just argue on Rabbi Yochanan. You're arguing Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What does Mashbiach say about this talk? Yeah, it doesn't say anything. Okay, fine. He holds mitzvah the same, he must have held. It says, matzah smorim yachlu. It says, corn base are being on matzah mora. So, to fulfill that directive, that's why he did it. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Yeshua de Rumia. Top of Gimel and Alf. That's right. Rabbi Yeshua de Rumia. Rabbi Yeshua of the South Boy. He asked a question. Also, Isa Mechamesh, I mean, he made a dough from the five types. And there was no shear in any one of them. No shear in any one of them. Didn't have a shear. And then he went and made five separate doughs, each one which had a shear. Oh, wait, each one which had a shear? No, each one which was... No, okay, right, all right. Let me do that over again. Rabbi Yoshua de Rabbi Yoboy also Isa Mechamesh Zami. He made first the dough of all five types of grain. None of them had a shear of challah. The chaz of Isa Mechamesh Zami mean echad. And then he made another five separate grains, five separate doughs, from each type of grain, also none of which had a shear challah. And then v'ir, you mix them all together. So we did say, chitim shebo, mau shivatlu chitim shebo. Do we say, does the wheat in it cancel the wheat in it? V'sorim shebo, mau shivatlu sorim shebo, and the barley in it cancel the barley in it? Which really in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, is called chazer v'niur. It's canceling is the wrong word here. What it means is, does it resurrect? In other words, the wheat which is already there was not enough. The wheat which I put in is also not enough. But maybe together they make up a shear. Okay? Maybe the fact that now I have enough wheat in combination is enough, or enough barley, and so on and so forth. No, they're put in the same form, but in two different stages. Right. Okay? So says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Chia Barada, no, that can't work. Lokein Amar Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, Shnei Dvarim Rabbi Melechon, Vatlin also. Two things overwhelm the first one, and they cancel each other out. Meaning that essentially the first dough is a mush, and whatever status the mush has, which Reish Lakish said before, it doesn't have a chiv and challah d'oraisa. We never explain why Reish Lakish said what he said, because he said it's not comparable to the other case of pigul noser and tomei. But we know Reish Lakish said it doesn't. It's not chiv and challah. So therefore, that's already canceled out because each one canceled each other out of that big one, right? And therefore, putting in the other ones now ain't going to make it any better. It's still going to become part and parcel of the mush. And mush is not chayiv d'oraisa. No such thing as five-grain bread d'oraisa. Okay? So that's not going to work, right? Again, two things cancel one. In other words, that whole big mush is potter. So adding on to the mush and making major mush doesn't make you any difference. Except, lo tzurcha da ella. I know it says the lo, but we all know that the lo in Yerushalmi is a contraction. This is not a question except in the following case. I'll give you the case in which you can ask the question. Asa chamesh isiyo ismi chamesh mean the same case. Started with five grain bread. None of it was the shear, right? Not enough of a shear from each one. That's except. Rish Lakish Rei Tos is except. The chazer v'asa chamesh isiyo ismi chamisha. And then he made another five separate, the low ear from, but he didn't mix them together. Rather, he put it next to each other. Chitim shochein, the neighboring wheat, ma'u shivat luchitim shochein. Can they attract the neighboring wheat? And sorim shochein, ma'u shivat luchitim shochein, and the neighboring barley. Can attract the neighboring barley? And of course, this being the Yerushalmi, we don't answer the question. But this is what it looks like, right? Here you have the mush dough. And then around the mush dough, you have one, two, three, four, five. You have chita, saora, kusmin, shibola shual, and shifon. So do I say each one, so to speak, creates a halachic wedge and brings to it that which is adjacent to it and makes it chaya, makes the shear of chiyuv chala or not, and we don't give an answer. Okay? Well, you just made them part of the mush, so of course it doesn't join together. Question is where you left them like that. Okay, is that clear, the Gemara's question? Okay. Says the Gemara further. Shifting gears. All these grains are suyim b'chodesh lifnei Pesach. They're also in chodesh before Pesach. They may not be in before Pesach. Is tani tani lifnei Pesach. There's some who say before Pesach. These tani tani. There's some who learned lifnei Omer before the Omer. Ma'adamar lifnei Pesach. He who said they're also before Pesach. Misayei ale Rabbi Yochanan. That helps Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'adamar lifnei Omer. That who says lifnei Omer. Misayei ale Chizkiyah. That helps to Chizkiyah. Dom Rabbi Hashem Chizkiyah. Well, let me give the background before we go further. Rabbi Yisai, so when can you start eating Chodosh? What? Tezayin, right? Tezayin when? And Bava, yeah. What? You might need carbon omer. Let's say it was done that day in the afternoon. So what permits the chodesh? So machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says that it is the carbon. No, I think the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan says it's the day, and Chizkiyah says it's the korban. So let's say Mandamar Lifnei Pesach means before the day, the second day of Pesach. So that means when the second day of Pesach arrives, automatically Chodesh is mutter, even prior to the korban, right? What?
When the second day arrives, that's...
No, that we're going to learn during the day. We don't know yet, but we're going to learn that during the day. Okay? But the other man, though, Amar, who says, Lifnei Omer means it's also even during the day until you bring the actual sacrifice. Okay, and that's Machlokes Rabbi Yochizkiel. Rabbi Yochan says it goes by the day, and Chizkiel it goes by the sacrifice. Don Rabbi Yochan B'Shem Chizkiel, Rabbi Yochan named Chizkiel, B'Shas HaKorba, B'Shas HaKorban, HaKorban Matir. When there's a korban, meaning when there's a Beis HaMikdash, the korban is what makes it permissible. Shlo b'shas korban, when there is no korban, b'zman hazeh, then... Oh, Mod Chizki, I skipped, right? No, did I? I'm sorry, I lost my place. Let me read it over again. When there's a korban, ha korban matir, the korban is permitted. Shelo b'shas korban, there is no korban, ha yom matir, the day permits it. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Chizkiya said, b'shas korban, ha korban matir, when there's a korban, the korban permits it. Mori Chizkiya shelo b'shas korban, Chizkiya concedes when there is no korban, ha yom matir, the day permits it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, whether there is a korban or not, whether it's a Beis HaMikdash or not, hayom matir, the day itself allows chodesh, sunrise. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan said, time of Rabbi Yochanan, logic Rabbi Yochanan is ad etzem hayom hazeh. Says to when is it also until this very day? Melamed hayom matir teaches us that the very day permits it. Is that true even when there is a korban, meaning when there is a Beis HaMikdash? No. Tamlom Radaviachem es korban elokeichem. It says, until you bring the korban. It says more, wait a minute, is that true? Yochel Avoa Mamish? Does it mean when you bring the korban? But it says, Arei Tamlom Radaviachem es till the day. So which is it? You're bringing the korban of the day. Make up your mind. I'll make up my mind. Says the Gemara, HaKeitzad told me ben Asayim, take from between these two droshes, Yoyim Zman Havor. That it's the time when you can bring a korban. Meaning? No. The day, not the night. I might have thought, had I not had the pasuk which says, until your makriv the Yoyim Mer, so I would have thought it's from the night before. I'm sorry, I would have thought it's from the night before. Zauchev, the pasuk, seems to indicate that it's from the time bringing the korban. But I have the other pasuk say it's from the day, right? So how do I reconcile the two? It's from the time when I could bring a korban, meaning from the time the day starts. Okay? It's another raya, not the Briskarova Torah. Briskarova Torah brings down allegedly named Reb Chaim. Why didn't Avraham Avinu ask Hashem about the Akedah beforehand? Yeah, two pesukim contradicted itself. One would say, take him as a korban. One would say, keep Yitzchak Korel Chazera. The other says, take him a korban. So Avraham Avinu, after the Akedah, asked Hashem, what's going on? How could you contradict yourself? So the Briskarov asked Akash, he says, why didn't Avraham ask before the Akedah? About the Tupsung Yadrik himself. So he gives an answer and he says, once a chassid came to Reb Chaim and said to him, you guys, you live misnagni, you ask too many kashas. Don't ask questions, just do the rots of Hashem and stop asking. So Reb Chaim allegedly said, he was right in one respect. So you're not always allowed to ask questions. Says, you can only ask questions. Shneksu amachishim zeh, only if you have a kosev ashlishli amachriya beinayim. Only if you have a third pasuk which resolves the contradiction. So now, when Avraham Avinu asked about the Akedah, only after there was a third pasuk, which is Altish Lechiyotcha Lanar. So then Avraham Avinu asked, I now have three pasukim. Yetz Kim Refregen. Now I can ask, what's the pshat? How do I reconcile all three pasukim? But before Avraham Avinu was allowed to ask. That's the Briskarov HaTorah. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, he never saw the Briskarov HaTorah, but he proves that it's not true. Many times it's Shash Nake Sumi Machishim Zeds, and we deal with them. We ask the question, what to deal with them. And this is an example. Here we don't have three Shloshu Ksuvim, right? We have three Tuksuvim.
One. We resolve the question.
Okay. Says on further. Mod Rabbi Yochanan Be'isr Shuasu. Rabbi Yochanan sees, however, although the lav of eating Chodesh fell off in the morning, you're still not allowed to eat it. Either midrabanan or because it's a mitzvah saseh, until the korban is sacrificed. Says the Gemara, Isur Ma'u, what's the Isur which still pertains to it? Rabbi Yirmiyah, Isur Dvar Torah. It's an Aseh, Mitzvah Aseh. He brings down here, Adav Yechem, it's korban al-kechem, means an Aseh, refrain from eating until you bring the korban. Okay? Rabbi Yaisi, Tavai and Omer, and they both said, Yisur mi divrei mitzvah, this is the right, this is the Rabbanan. Omer, Rabbi Yaisi said, Milei on the Rabbanan Messiah, in lawn. The words of the rabbis are proof unto all of us. So this is the Rabbanan. The Tzniya of Tamar, we learned over there, Eim evim, Menachos ubikurim, Omilchas beim akarim lo, Omer. Now I have to bring Menachos, grain co-sacrifices, ubikurim, first fruits, Umilchas Behema, and even the mincha which accompanies an animal, which is slaughtered as a korban, before the Omer. If you did bring it before the Omer, pasul. V'am Rabbi Yeshua de Romeo, and Rabbi Yeshua de Romeo said, Rabbi Yochanan, both said, it's only if you bring these korbanos, these menachos on the 13th or 14th day of Nisan, the chamesh asar on the 15th day of Nisan, hashish asar, but if you're on the 16th day in the morning of our behavi, you transgress, you brought a mincha, kosher, it's okay. You're going to say that the prohibition before the Omer is brought is Doraisa, Lo Shanya. So what difference does it make? The 16th day before the Korban is just as author as the 13th, 14th, and 15th day. It must be telling this is the Rabbon, and that's why me the right, so it's good. Okay? Since it's not, we see that in the morning, according to Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbanan. Vod min adon, furthermore, we learn out that Rav held the Tzoyim Rabbanan from the following. Dom Rav Zira said, Olei the bar, as we Olei concerning, the Rav should be Rebbe, Bir Rebbe. Instead of Bar Bey, it should be Rav Berebi. Berebi is always an honorific in the Shas. It means the great one. Okay? So the Rav Berebi Daitun, the Benoid Rabbi Chia Bara, the Rabbi Chia Rabba, the Bar here is extraneous, Rav Berebi's mindset was like the children of Rabbi Chia. The great, Rabbi Chia the great. Why was that? Because Rav was their cousin. Rabbi Chia was his uncle, and Rav was their cousin, right? And they hold the same way. Who saw Rekavason? He holds like them. Meaning that it's only the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. It's only the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. Because in Tamar, Yisur, Dorothy, Vaitor, if you're going to say this is the right, so, Rav. Where am I? Rav Berebi, it should be again. Daite Rabbi Yechnanu. Then it should be that Rabbi Zira should have said, like that Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan and not like the children of Rabbi Chia. Why is that? Because if you're going to say I forgot how this works, give me a second. Okay, I missed an important fact which the Lev Yerushalayim brings down, which is that Rav Paskin that Bizman Azeh the day is Matir, Bizman Beis HaMikdash the Omer is Matir, the Korban is Matir, and on that Rabbi Zira said that Rav holds like Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia's kids, meaning like Chizkiah. On that the Gemara comments right? The Kaf Gemara counts. It must be that Rav holds that the Isser of the Isser until the time of the Omer is only the Rabbana. Because if he held the Raisa like Rabbi Yochanan, so after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, even after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it should have still prohibited it. I'm still getting it wrong.
This price of the quotes today is 13, 14, 15 days.
Yeah.
And then the 16th is...
That's over. That's finished.
Was that during the Beis Hamikdash on your Kayah? Or doesn't matter?
No, yeah. It's talking about when you could bring a Mincha. So it obviously is when the Beis Hamikdash existed. We're trying to prove actually in Rabbi Yochanan holds it's only this is the Rabbanan. How are you proving that? So prove it like this. We're sad that Rav holds it like Chizkia. Like Rabbi Yochanan, we said on top, Rabbi Yochanan holds both when there was a Beis HaMikdash and when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the day is Matir. The day is Matir Midaraisa. We prove that he only holds it, it's also until the Korban Midrabanan, so far from one place, which said that if you're Makri of the Korban, any other Korban, Mincha, before the Korban Omer on the morning, but the evidence okay. That's one proof that, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. So it's one proof that that Rabbi Yochanan held it's Osir, but only Osir Midrabanan, not Osir Midaraisa. Because it was Osir Midaraisa, so any Korban Mincha sacrifice before the Omer should be possible even b'di'evet. Not just l'chatchila, it should be possible b'di'evet. That's one way proof Rabbi Yochanan holds it's Midrabanan. Now we're bringing another proof. Rav held that when the Beis HaMikdash existed, the Omer was Matir Chodesh, the Korban. Now it's the day. Rabbi Zira comes along and says that that's Rav going like his cousins, the sons of Rabbi Chiyah. Wait a second. If Rabbi Yechonon would hold that there's an Isser, there's a mitzvah sase midoraisa to wait when the Beis HaMikdash exists until the Omer is sacrificed, then why is Rav only going like Chizkiah? Let Rav also be going like Rabbi Yochanan. Because even Rabbi Yochanan concedes that there's a mitzvah saseh to wait, so Rav holds the mitzvah saseh. It must be the Rabbi Yochanan held there wasn't even a mitzvah saseh to wait. It was only a derabbanan. And that's why the Gemara wants to say that Rav does not hold like Rabbi Yochanan, but rather like Chizkiya. That's why Aser, when the Beis HaMikdash existed, Meikar Adin, until the Korban Omer was brought. That proves that Rabbi Yochanan, who said it was Aser until the Korban Omer was brought as well, couldn't have held the Mizoraisa, because then we would have said Rav is even going like Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, he holds that until the Korban Omer is brought, that Chodesh still Aser is only Midrabanan and not Midoraisa. Any? Right. But I'm sure you just confuse matters even more for Dr. Snell, Mrs. Zuber. Yeah. Let me go through it again. We know that Rav held the Tosa Midoraisa to join the Beis Hamikdash existed to eat Chodesh before the Korban Omer. Even though after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it's mutter from sunrise. Rabbi Zira said, oh, that's the sheet of Rav is going like his cousin, Chizkiyah, the son of Rabbi Chiyah. Says Mara, from this we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan must hold Zoinis of the Rabbanon to eat Chodosh when there's a Beis HaMikdash until the Omer is sacrificed. Because otherwise, Chizkiyah, Rav, and as holds saying the same as Rabbi Yochanan as well. Right, but Rabbi Yochanan holds this is the Raisa, so Rav and him can be in the same boat. If Rabbi Zira says that Rav is only like Chizkiyah, not like Rabbi Yochanan, it must be Rabbi Yochanan holds it whether it's a Beis Hamikdash. Granted, it's also, but it's only, and it's a Drabbanan. That's why Zira had to say, Rabbi Zira had to say that Rav is like his cousin, Chizkiyah, holds this at the right, so now Rabbi Yochanan holds only this at Drabbanan. Okay. Says more further. Vatzininan. Ask more. Now finally we get around to what the Bavli says. Wait a minute. Vatzininan. Then we learn in Bavli. Mishachorba, it's in the Mishnayis, but the Bavli discuss it. Mishachorba Beis Hamikdash, Hizki Rabbi Yochanan made the takana that Ben Yochanan Zaka made takana. She Yoyman of Kuluasa that the entire day of Tez Zayin should be also in Halatid until the next day, until Yud Zayin. Now here the Gra brings down what was one line later, Rabbi Yossi. Do you see Rabbi Yossi? It's at the bottom of Gimel Beis, top of Dalai Lama's. I'm Rabbi Yossi Ber Boon, Ibn Erechokim. Why is that? Because of those who are far away. Because they won't know when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt b'mehera b'yameinu. They won't know when the Korban Omer is brought or not brought. And, you know, they might say, last year we ate earlier in the day. You know, there's the whole thing the Bavli discusses over there. What the chashash is. That, when the Beis HaMikdash exists in the old days, they were allowed to eat from noontime. Now they might be afraid of when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Well, we're afraid when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, they're also going to start eating from noontime. Even though we have to wait till the Korban Omer, maybe that year when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the Omer might come late. So therefore, we said, because of them, we put it back to the end of the day. Now, says the Gemara, be that as it may, going back a line now, itema yisura divrei Torah, if you're going to say it's usur, until the Omer Doraisa Nicha, then I understand why now we can extend it and say now there is no Beis HaMikdash this whole day. But itema yisura divrei Torah, if you're going to say till the Omer itself is only the Rabbanan, not a Doraisa, yesh takona achar takona, or make it takona, and the takona the Rabbanan, you say, me do raisa, it's already mutter at the beginning of the day. Me do rabbanan, you want to wait till Korban Omer. Now we're going to make exe when there is no Beis HaMikdash say till the end of the day? That's intolerable. Right? So it's a kasha, how can Rabbi Yochanan say till the rabbanan? And he had explained that Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh asked it until the end of the day. How can you get away with that? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi, Shem, Rabbi Chiyah, the Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara doesn't answer it. At least I don't think so. Gemara will answer later on. The Leib Yerushalayim says. Right? No, it can even be Chutzar. It's both. People who don't hear when the Korban sacrifice, they'll just assume it was done by noontime. Oh, that's what you meant. Yeah, so it's not a riot because this is even Rechok in Eretz Yisroel.
No, I'll give it if it's chumra.
Then it would be a riot, right? But it's not right, right?
Oh yeah, we don't know.
Rabbi Yehoshua Rabbi Chia said, "Bein b'shas korban shlo b'shas korban ayom matir." Again, all this is not like the body, because the body comes to conclusion. Until the end of the day, it's also the rice of Bismanasa. The Bavli essentially never even entertains that the day should be matir. It's either the carbon or nothing, right? But they dismiss it in short shrift. But here, again, Rabbi Yerushalayim Rechia said, Bein Mishas Karben, Shalom Bishkab, it's carbon. Hayom matir, the day permitted. Ravun said, Mastisa the Chizkiya Pligi Love, the bright so of Chizkiya argues on this, because it says that Ayetem Ayoyim Azeh, says until this very day, Melamit Shoyim Matir teaches the day is Matir. Yochav, you Bishas Karben, is even true when there's a carbon? No. Tam Lom Raviyachem is carbon Elokechem. Only when you bring the carbon. So the carbon is what's matter. Ask Gemara, Vatin again, and then we learn, Mishchar Beisari, the choice basically the choice is destroyed. Hiskin Rabbi Yochum and Zakar Yochum and Zakar made it to Takona. Sheye Yoim Onev Kulos, that the entire day is Osir. So, how do you make such a Takona if it's a Gzera L'Gzera? Right, that even after the carbon is a L'Gzera, did you make another Gzera? Rabbi Yochum said, Itatavs, I asked this kasha, Kum Rabbi Yirmiyah in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vamri said, in Yizbor should be Rabbi Yochum and Zakai. Ki Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yochum and Zakai goes with Rabbi Yehuda, do Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Va'alo minat peros, Rabbi Yehuda said that Midah Raisa, it's also the entire day, then Rabbi Yochum and Zakai works out. That's the truth, that's what the Bavli says. Rabbi Yochum and Zakai holds that Midah Raisa, the whole day is also, unless there's a carbon. If there's a carbon, it's Mati early. If there's no carbon, it's the end of the day. So therefore, Rabbi Yochum and Zakai really restored the Doraisa, and he argues on our entire Gemara. Everybody in our Gemara till now held, it's the day which is Matir. Maybe there's Nasei till the Korban, but probably it's only the Rabbanon. But it's for sure not the end of the day. Rabbi Yochum and Zakai holds it's the end of the day, and there's a special thing when there's a Korban, and it's even earlier in the day. So that's the cup is half full, not half full, not half empty. You don't get the idea. So Taman says Gemara out of left field. Taman over there in Bavel, Chashin leTzomer Rabba Trein Yomi. They kept 2 days Yom Kippur. Why? Because the same reason. It's really the same reason. That's why it's brought down here. Because we're afraid. Why do we make the whole day of Yom Hanef Kulo Asur? Why we say they are not allowed to eat a chadash b'zman hazeh till nightfall? Because maybe the base mitzvah, when the base mitzvah is rebuilt, base is going to be late, not as diligent, and they're not going to bring it at noontime like they used to. It might happen later in the day. So therefore, we asked it the whole day in chadash, right? That was what we said. So too, in Bava, they're afraid maybe base wouldn't be diligent in notifying them about the calendar. And really, Yom Kippur was a day later, not a day or a day earlier, not a day later. So therefore, they kept 2 days Yom Kippur. Amalam Rav Chisda said, "Lo matem machnisi matzimachem lemisabe kazeh hamerube." Why you put yourself into this great suffix? This great danger means here, right? Chazok Hashem Beitzim Misatzim. Beitzim is not lazy. They would send out messengers immediately. You'd find out what the day was.
So,
no, he didn't know what Rosh Hashanah was. No, they were keeping it 2 days Misafik Rosh Hashanah also.
But they would know already.
How? This is talking about days in the Mekadosh HaPi Re'iyah, so they didn't know. Okay? Says Avui, it should be Avui. Avui the Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, the father of Shmuel Yitzchok, Chashok Armei, nonetheless he was machmir upon himself. But Tam Train Yoimin. And he fasted 2 days. Ifsi krucha, his intestines ruptured, v'domach, and he died. So the moral of the story is, don't fast 2 days. Okay? Im ishrishu koidim loimer. Let's see if we can get the down on the base quickly. Im ishrishu, major girsa cases here. Girsa changes. Sorry. It should be, im ishrishu koidim loimer, as it says here, if the grain took root before the Omer Matir, the Omer's Matir them. Nevertheless, the next line, which is not written in your Gemara, should be Vasuri Milikso Leaf Neomer. You're not allowed to harvest them before the Omer. now to harvest any chodesh before the Omer is sacrificed. Now, what does it mean? Before the Omer is sacrificed? Rabbi Yonamar, no. Rabbi Yonamar, here also it's a typo. It should be koidem liktzira. You're not allowed to harvest at... Oh, I'm sorry. Has to take root before the Omer is harvested, which is the night before. Rabbi Yona, at Rabbi Yona Amar, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Kodem Lava. Doesn't have to take root before you harvest the Korban Omer, but rather before you bring it, which is the next day. Okay? So it's a difference of about 18 hours. Okay? Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yona says, Hava Materes Likzi Lava. Bringing the Korban Omer allows you to bring Korbanos from. Right, it's a typo. Should be Avo. I'm Rabbi Yonah, Avo Materis Lavo. Bringing the Korban Omer allows you to bring other Korbanos from Chodesh. Kitsira, harvesting Materis allows you to harvest the Chodesh. I'm Rabbi Yisir, but it said here too is another typo. Havo Materis Avo Kitsira. Bringing the Korban Omer allows you to bring other Korbanos and also to harvest. But you can't harvest beforehand. Lefum Kain, therefore, Rabbi Yossi Chavi Ba. Funke, why? Therefore, Rabbi Yossi said about this. To explain, he said, explain this from Sheet, he said, Kotzel Rabim. It can't be that once you harvested the Korban Omer, you can be everybody else can harvest. Because what happens if you Kotzel Rabim, you harvested the Korban Omer for the masses, for the Beit HaMikdash, for Nitma. And then he came to me afterwards. Chazar Yochilo Asuro, so all the people who harvested till now did it also. No, it's 10 o'clock in the night, you harvested your Korban Omer. Then everybody started harvesting. 12 o'clock, your Omer became Tomei. You have to harvest over again. But all the people who harvested at 11 o'clock, did they all make an Isser? So therefore, he says you're not allowed to harvest anything if for Chulin until after the Korban Omer the next day. Rabbi Yonah Amar Kodem Lekzira. Rabbi Yonah says before Kzira, and Rabbi Yossi Amar Kodem Lava. Rabbi, again, this is going back to when the Ashrush has to take place, when the taking root has to take place. Rabbi Yonah said before harvesting, but Rabbi Yonah said before bringing. Rabbi Yonah, most of the Kodem Sile, we will see tomorrow, Rabbi Yonah will bring a Raya to a Shita that it's before harvesting. Okay, a few rough spots, but... Thank you.